the very end of the show yesterday, we just began to introduce a new sugya of the issue of Kedin Chalipin. So the Gemara said very, very clearly that a Kedin Chalipin is not going to work for Kedushin. The Gemara was medayik that from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Isha is nikkes b'gimel derachim. The number three is coming to exclude Chalipin. The Gemara made it clear that this is not so partial. That's what the din should be. One could have had a really, really good case to suggest that a woman should be nikkes b'chalipin. What was the svar to say that a woman should be nikkes b'chalipin? So the Gemara seemed to link it back to the gzeirah shava of kicha kicha mis de'efron. That just as you can be kind of sada with kesef, you can be kind of isha with kesef, you can be kind of sada with chalipin, you can be kind of an isha with chalipin. So that would have been a pretty, pretty good svar, very compelling svara. And it's so compelling, so why is it not true? So the Gemara says, that's not true for almost a technical reason. Isha v'pachos shavuot lo mekdi anafsha, and chalipin is yesh v'pachos shavuot and shalma Yisrael. So we left off yesterday with two really, really serious problems with this Gemara, both with the Havamin and the Maskana, said Gemara. We didn't quite understand. The Gemara really thought that all the Kinyani Sada worked for Isha. Is that really true? That was really a viable Havamina? That was question number one. And number two, just because chalipin has the ability to be done with a kli that's pachos shavapruta, so what? But I'm not going to use a kli shepachos shavapruta. I'm going to use a kli that is a shavapruta. So why should I act that in theory I could have used the kli shena shavapruta? Why should that disqualify chalipin? Those are the two bottom kashas that all the Rishonim have to deal with. So let's tackle the sugya first with Rashi. So Rashi learns the Gemara kipshuto. The havamin of the Gemara was that al kinyanim and karka worked for Isha. That was really truly the Havamin of the Gemara. So Tosfos to one kasha, another kasha against Rashi. What do you mean? How could anybody in their right mind ever dream that all Kinyane Karka worked for Isha? What were the two kashas that we had? You mentioned the end of the Shia, were the two Kinyanim that this is clearly not the case. What was one? Number one? Shtar. Well, the truth is Shtar really is Kinyan, but only because of Xeris HaKosov, right? So Shtar. But the even more powerful question was what? Chazoka. We were scratching our heads yesterday to try to envision a case of an Isha nikdeis bechazoka. We couldn't figure out what exactly the guy's going to do to be machzik on his wife-to-be. But there's no question that chazoka is not a good kinyan. So Frekta is a kash against Rashi. If so, that all kinyani karka carry over to Isha, that was really a viable havamin in the Gemara. And chalipin only fails on technical grounds. So Taka, how come Chazaka doesn't work? Chazaka is a good kid. Chazaka is a good kid for Karka. Why doesn't it work for Isha? So the Ramban tries to come to the rescue, to the defense of Rashi, but almost like just like plucked Isha from Chazaka. Don't get too bogged down with Chazaka, says the Ramban, because Chazaka, the whole role of a kid in Chazaka, it makes a lot of sense to be kind of the what? What is the role of Chazaka? What does the Ramban say? Anyone saw? Kind of the gufa karka, so to speak. Chazaka, the whole kinyan chazaka, if you think about it, is I'm improving the gufa karka. So that makes sense when I'm trying to acquire something the gufa dover. When the kinyan I'm doing is not really a kinyan the gufa dover anyway, it's only kedusha isha, and we all know that that's not really gufa dover, right? Don't we all know that? Maybe we know that. Maybe some Rishonim know that, maybe other Rishonim didn't know that. But the Ramban says that somehow Kinyan Chazaka doesn't speak to Isha. So Kinyan Chazaka, we could breathe a sigh of relief. It wasn't even in the parasha to ask from. Of course, the Ramban doesn't solve the second half of the kasha, namely the kasha from Shtar. Shtar made a lot of sense. Haraya Shtar is so possible to be kind of a kedushin that it really is kind of a kedushin. So Hadakush Leduchta, why do you need a pasuk for Tepelay? It should have been learned that Kicha Kicha. So again, the Ramban tried to help out Rashi. It was halfway assistance to Rashi. We're still not quite sure what Rashi would do with all the other problems. But at least according to Rashi, we know what the Gemara said. We don't understand it. But at least according to Rashi, what the Havamina was, the Havamina of the Gemara according to Rashi was that Kol Kinyani Karka Konin V'Isha. And then again, we're still really not sure what the Maskana said for him is. So Taka, why not? So why not? Why doesn't it work? So Rashi says something that I don't understand. Rashi says on the top of Gimel Mabez, Lo mikni anafsha, Dignai hula, Hilgach batala the teres chalipin b'kiddushin, V'afilu b'klishyesh b'sheva pruta. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that Kiddushin from the chalipin, from the fact that chalipin can be done with a kli shepachas shemapruta, that shows it's a very low level kind of a kid, a very disgracing. It's a bush of a cherpa to have something bought with a kid in chalipin. After all, chalipin, it's mamish nothing. You're not even giving the guy a pruta. You're giving the guy a garnish, a nothing. So it's a very bizyanis type of kinyan. Now, it's a bizyanis type of kinyan, but lamaisa, the pasuk says it works. Lakayim called over. You can be kind of karak with it, you can be kind of metatlik, you can be kind of chomet with it, you can kind of a lot of things with it. But when it comes to Kedusha Isha, so Kedusha Isha, there's another factor that has to be taken into consideration. Namely, you have to have the real integrity, the real the honor and respect of the woman. She has to have such a zagamira's das on it. If it's a type of a kinyan that's like a new law, so then it can't work for condition. That's what the Gemara means. Even though the truth to be told, that if I use a kli that's more than a Sheva Pruta, there's nothing really wrong with it, there's nothing objectively wrong with it. No, the answer is there is something wrong with it. Since it's a type of a kinyan, it's a very cheaping, degrading type of a kinyan, therefore it falls into the category called Gnaiula, and therefore the kinyan is no good. Everyone understand that? Does anybody understand it? I don't understand. I don't know. Zayishtet in Rashi. So according to Rashi, the Havamina was called Kinyan Karka Kinyan Isha. The Maskana was it's a Gnai Hula, and therefore it doesn't work. So B'mechilas Kovid Ahilu de Rashi, when you see a Rashi like this, when you see a Rashi trying to sipshad the Gemara like this, but we can't quite fine tune neither the Havamina or the Maskana. We know there are going to be other pshatim in the Rishayim. There's no question there can be other pshatim in the Rishayim. Yeah.
Sorry, why is that necessary to have a minim Rashi?
What other Havamina was there?
Yeah, he thinks Chalipin is Kinyan Kesef, and it still is Kinyan Kesef, and then we end up getting rid of Chalipin. The technical reason of Gnai, and therefore that gets rid of Tos versus Dukashas on him. He heard about Shtar and Chazak, and he never thought it's by Shtar.
You mean Rashi thought all along that. Rashi, you're saying we don't even know what Tosfos said yet. You're sticking Tosfos Pshat into Rashi. Let's get to Tosfos first, then we'll go back, and maybe that is Pshat and Rashi. So comes Tosfos to the neighbor of Binatan and says, the entire premise of everything we've been saying for the last 10 minutes is incorrect. You know what the basic fundamental mistake that we made, says Taisus, is? Kinyane Sada don't work for Kedushin. What made us think that Kinyane Sada worked for Kedushin? Because we had a magic Gezer Shava called Kicha Kicha. So we had this all-expansive understanding of the Gezer Shava Kicha Kicha. We thought that Kicha Kicha is comparing women to fields. That's what we thought. So says Rabbi Natan, we were wrong. There never was such a drasha. There never was such a Gezer Shava. But the Gezeirah Shava was very, very limited in scope, says Rabbi Natan. The Gezeirah Shava was that Kinyan Kesef that happens to work for Karka happens to work for Isha as well. Who said anything about other Kinyanim? Mi amar anything about Shtaras, about Chazokas, about anything? Says Rabbi Natan, the Gezeirah Shava was limited to Kinyan Kesef. That's all there is to anyone. And that makes a lot of sense. Of course, that solves all the Kashas and the Havamina. Kesef Kaina, Bekarka, over Isha. So Gemara think that Chalipin was good. So Kumter Ben Atam, the first one to introduce us to Yesod, is going to come back to us several times this week. Ben Atam says what the Gemara thought was that Chalipin is a form of Kesef. And if you think about it, it's not so different than Kesef. What does Kesef mean? Well, there's an item. I'm giving you an item, and I'm getting something in return. So I'm giving you cash, or I'm giving you shava kesef, and I'm getting your field, I'm getting your potatoes, I'm getting your this woman to be married, whatever I'm buying with the kinyan kesef. Kinyan chalipin is not that different. I take a pen out of my pocket, and I give it to you. Now the truth is, if I would have just said that I'm giving you this pen as a kinyan kesef, and using it as shava kesef, that would have worked. That would have been a kinyan. So it's almost just a question of lashon, it's a question of what the intent was. We're doing this with Teres Kesef, or we're doing it with Teres Chalipin, but it's the same basic type of an action, same basic type of give and take. Says Rabbi Natan, the Gemara thought, maybe rightfully so, maybe wrongfully so, but the Gemara thought that Chalipin is a form, is a subcategory of Kesef. Now the question is, what's the Kamash? So comes to Ben Tam with unbelievable shot. Comes to Ben Tam and says, the Kamash one of the Gemara was that Ish that Chalipin is Yesh Shavapach Shavapruta. Yesh Ladun, what is that? What do those words mean? Chalipin can be done with a papruta. Rabbi says, is that a what or a what? Is that a Sibur or a Simon? Is that the reason why Isha is an iniquitous b'chalipin? That's what Rashi said. Rashi said, because Gnayula, yeah, we didn't understand the reason, but at least we know we're dealing with the reason. According to Rabbi Natam, we are not even dealing with the reason. According to Rabbi Natam, chalipin is Yesha b'pachas shavapruta. That is a raya, that is a proof, that forces us to reassess our original understanding of chalipin and to come to the conclusion that we were erroneous in our original assumption. We thought that chalipin is kesef. I'm going to prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that chalipin is not kesef. What's the greatest proof that chalipin is not b'taras kesef? Because kesef, by very definition, requires a shavapruta. That's the ABCs of kesef. If it's not a shavapruta, that's not a shkin kinyan kesef. I bet chalipin is yeshna, filu b'pachas shavapruta. Zem, fada, you see from here, from the fact that chalipin is yeshna, b'pachas shavapruta, that chalipin is taka not a subcategory of kesef. It's its own din. It's a din b'fnei atzmai. What is it exactly? I have no idea. To be determined, hopefully, in the next sugya. But one thing I know, what it's not, before I identify what something is, you have to know what it's not. What it's not is, it's not kesef. And the proof positive that it's not kesef is the fact that it differs from kesef so radically that it can be done by pachas shavapruta. Therefore, Zokter Ben Tam, because the maskana sekemar is the chalipin is not kesef, now I understand full well why an ishnik is bechalipin. Not all that different than why any ishnikis bechazocha. Not all that different than why any ishnikis b'shtar lulu exists a kosa from geth. That's how Ben Tam learns the Gemara. Wow, this is like so radically different from his grandfather. Grandfather and grandson learning this Gemara, it's a different language. It's mamash legamri, a different language. Now, you want to say something fancy. You want to stick into Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam's trap. I know what you want to do. You want to tell me that Rabbeinu Tam, that Rashi never in a million years ever dreamt that other kinyanim, we were wrong, kol kinyani karka couldn't be. No, that's not true. That was never even Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina was only that kesef should work, only that chalipin should work because chalipin was a subset of kesef. Kamash belon, that even though it's a subset of kesef, it still does work as isha gnayula. That's really fancy. I'm a little weary about it. You know why? Because I would have expected Rashi to almost say something like that. It means if you just read the Gemara, what would have been your first reaction to the Gemara? Rashi's pshat, but says the border of Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. If you just read the Gemara, the Gemara says, "Masad mikne bechalipin, av isha nam mikne bechalipin." Who do you think that sounds like? Tell me the truth. Come on. Sounds like Rashi. Like no question about it. If Rashi felt that you have to stick into that Gemara, what his grandson's about to tell you, it would have behooved you to tell us that. Rashi should have said something, my Isha, you know, my karka nikne bekesef, v'chalipin harei okekesef, something along those lines. So from the steamest of the lush of Rashi, the fact that Rashi didn't add anything to the Gemara, it sounds like Rashi is almost following the simple shot, the basic line of the Gemara, that we never even heard of this idea for a minute.
Also, the fact that this is Gnayula, he wouldn't have to say that. He would just say.
Well, but maybe Rashi didn't want to change it. Maybe Rashi wants to say that Tachir is Kesef in the end. So you can't
still
tell.
Kesef just as
he right. So, yeah, so the bottom line is Rabbeinu Tam does have this innovative shot, and it's clear from Rabbeinu Tam that when all the dust settles, it's a different kinyan. That is the maskana of the Gemara, is that it is a different kinyan. That's the way Tosfos quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam. There are other versions of Rabbeinu Tam floating around, which we'll hopefully talk about in the next sugya, but there's no question the way Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that the maskana of the Gemara is that chalipin is not mitam kesef. What it is, we don't know yet. So if I say, bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Rabbeinu Tam, one thing is crystal clear, chalipin is not happening. Chalipin is not happening whether it's a shavak pruta, chalipin is not happening whether it's in a shavak pruta. And one thing is crystal clear, bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's not happening midaraisa. This woman is not Mekudeshes midaraisa. No question about it. Bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Rabbeinu Tam. Again, we didn't quite fine-tune Rashi properly. We don't really understand his Gnayula. But you know, we threw around the fancy lamdash yeshivish term, chisaron das. Why not? When in doubt, call it lack of das. Okay? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a chisaron in the etzem hakinyan. But whatever it is, there's some kind of deficiency midaraisa here. Even if the chalipin happened to be more than a shavapruta. That's clear, bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
could have a Hamina that Khalifan is Hamidin Kasif if it's learned from a process.
How can you have a Hamina that
is? There's a process that works.
The chiddush, the chiddush of the pasuk or the halacha we're seeing, whatever it is, it's not exactly kesef.
Should be the same as shavu kesef.
It's not exact. It's not shavu kesef and kesef are the same thing. It's not exactly kidding kesef. If not for the psukim, I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. But once I have this new din called chalit, I realize this din is not so new. It's part of. It's almost like the halacha we're seeing, hamis fareshes type of thing. This is also considered to be kidding kesef. Yeah.
What's the gemara's hamina for binu tam that the gemara didn't know that?
You mean the Gemara should have realized all along that it's you can always ask that, on when the Gemara sometimes come up with a maskana, the question is, so what, the Havamina didn't know that then, or the Havamina didn't think that was relevant? I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. In terms of the Shachar, I'm not sure. I don't know. But I definitely know when all the chips fall according to Rabbeinu Tam, Chalipin is not mitzvah. I don't know for sure. So it's crystal clear, Ben Levi Rashi, Ben Levi Tosfos, we do not have a Kedushin Derais on our hands here. However, the Mordechai, in Maseches Kedushin, has a very, very strange phrase. The Mordechai, Dachi Perusha, the aim of Hachinami, the Isha Kandi Bechalipin, Mechlishesh Beshava Pruta, Umishani Chalipin is near Bechas Sheva Pruta, the Isha Bechas Sheva Pruta lo Miknia, the Lav Kasef who? Umishimachi Botli Lutaras Chalipin Mekin Isha Legamre, Afil Mechlishesh Beshava Pruta, the Lo Lese Le Mikne Bechas. Huh? What did that just mean? The Mordechai is bothered with the same kasha. I understand why it doesn't work by pachas b'shava pruta, but why doesn't it work by shava pruta? So what does the Mordechai say? The lo leisei lemikne b'pachas. What kind of a lashon? You see a word like that, a phrase like that, lo leisei lemikne b'pachas. What? The wheels start turning. That's derabbanan. That's like Hashem Yechati Begicholim. That's like, don't put food on the plach. You may come to, that's a derabbanan tikalosh. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. That's a Beis and a Godel speaking in subsequent generation. What the Mordechai sounds like is he's taking on all the other Rishonim. And he seems to be learning Pshat and this Gemara radically different. That we had such a bomb kasha. Hey, wait a second. As we left off yesterday, Shia, wait a second. I understand if it's pachas b'shava pruta, why it doesn't work. But if it's more than a pruta, why doesn't it work? That was the bomb kasha. And Rashi is telling us a story about a gnayel. And Rabbi Natam is changing the world with chalipin and kesef. And what's the Mordechai saying? Then what? That the question is better than the answer. Then Rechinami, it really does work. I think Mar says it doesn't work. Ah, come on. That's only a derabanan. That's not a real din. That's not a deraisa. There's no real good reason why Minat Torah shouldn't work if it's more than a Sheva Pruta. I don't buy into this Rabbeinu Tam, I don't buy into the Rashi. Minat Torah really should work, but the Rabbanan doesn't work. Wow. How can the Mordechai say such a thing? I mean, any time you see a Kedushin Deraisa that's being turned into a nothing, you have to go nuts. Why? Because you have to start thinking in what terms, what phrases you have to start thinking about. She's an Ashish Tiraisa, a little sin of Mamzerus. What do you have to start to think? Oh, no big deal. It's what? How do we do that? How do we pull such a stunt? Oh, yeah, yeah, Afkin Rabban, the Kedushim, we have to start writing articles in newspapers. Afkin Rabban, we start blogging. Everyone goes nuts. Afkin, well, everyone's Afkin these days. It's such an easy thing to do. No Gemara, no source, no nothing. Afkin, the Mordechai just bring Afkin a Kedushim just like that. A big chiddush. What do you think prompted the Mordechai? I mean, besides the kasha, the Gemara that we have in the Gemara, what do you think prompted the Mordechai? I think the Mordechai had a mocker in the Gemara. So of course he had a mocker in the Gemara, but it wasn't this Gemara. It was the Gemara a little bit later on. It was the Gemara and Davav on the base. The Gemara. Hopefully, when we come back to Davav, Davav is going to be one of those dafim that we hopefully plan on sitting on for a long, long, long time. Okay. Gemara is a very, very famous sugya on Davav and Rebbeis. They put on the Mamre Kaimis? No? Good. time to put it on now. Okay. So the Gemara in Daf Vav and Beis has a discussion about a little bit of Nyad Yerma from Luv and Esrei. A Kiddushin Derech Matana Amenas Lahachzir. Famous Gemara Masech HaSukhtar, Masech HaSukhtar tells us that we paskin Matana Amenas Lahachzir Shema Matana. If I give you a gift with the express condition that you're going to return it to me, the Matana is Chal, and it belongs to you on the condition that you return it. If you don't return it, then you didn't condition. If you didn't fulfill the condition, then the original Mechir was never, the original Matana was not a Matana. Turns out you were a Gazlan, it wasn't yours. But if you fulfill the condition, then the Gloy Mil said that it was yours all along. Therefore, the Gemara says, there's a Din Min HaTorah L'Kachtem Lechem, Luvnesek has to be Lechem, has to belong to you. If I give you an Esrog Amenas L'Hachzir, so, Yeitzir Mitzvah. Hechzira Yatza. Lo Hechzira Lo Yatza. If you want machzir it, then it was never lachem in the first place. You weren't makam to tonight. But if you were machzir, you're makam to tonight. So then the essay belonged to you along in your yaitid mitzvah. Matanos achzir shemar matana bechol terakula. Comes the Gemara, chutz miwer. There's one area of halacha that matanos achzir doesn't work. It says the Gemara in kedushin davar mevayz, chutz mi kedushin. Amar Ravashi, v'kulu kani levar meisha. But kedushin doesn't work. So imagine the guy standing under the chuppah, and he takes out this beautiful ring, and he says, mouth to be Makadosh you, but let me just make things clear. It's Amanas, you return me the ring. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why? The Gemara says it's a startling reason. The Gemara says, at the bottom of the days, Elam Ravashi, it's four lines on the bottom. The Kulu Kan Levam Isha, the Visha Ein Isha Nikis Bechalipin. You know why it doesn't work? Because an Isha is not Nikis Bechalipin. That's why it doesn't work. Oh, now I understand why. What's the Gemara talking about? Chazal, like what terrible violation? Overkill now, close. True but irrelevant. What does that do with anything? The Gemara is talking about one sugya. Matana has the hachzir. And we're trying to say that it doesn't work. And the Gemara says, you know why it doesn't work? Because chalipin doesn't work. Good. And you know why matana has the hachzir doesn't work by kedushin? Because now lady chametz and pesach. What does that do with anything? What's the connection with it? Ain't you should take this by chalipin? That's chalipin. This is matana zachzir. My nishmit is what I see. What's the Gemara talking about? So the Rambam had a very, very innovative shot in this Gemara. Anyone know the Rambam's shot in this Gemara? Anyone know? Okay, we have what to talk about this year. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So the Rambam, no, Dr. Berman, remember? Please spoke about this. Hano. So the Rambam says that Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Kesef of Kiddushin are not identical. That's a startling statement. Kinyan Kesef, says the Rambam, is just, was there a Nesina HaKesef? That's all you have to know. Did I present you Kesef? Did I do a Mice and Nesina on something that's called Kesef? Thus the Kinyan Kesef of Kol Terakula. But for Kiddushin, says the Rambam, Kesef is not enough. The Nesina Kesef is not enough. It has to be a Kesef Sheyeshba. What's the key word at the moment? Kesef Sheyeshba Hanoh. It has to be a type of a Kesef that the woman actually benefits from. Kesef Sheyesh Bano. Fame Mishita Sarama. Hopefully we'll talk about this many, many times. Kesef Sheyesh Bano. The standards of what constitutes Kesef and Kedushin is different than Kol Terakula. Kesef Sheyesh Bano. Therefore, the Rambam says, that's exactly what this Gemara means. I want to know, is it Matana Manas Lahachzir called the Nesina's Kesef? Absolutely. Because since we paskin that Nesina Amanas Lahachzir is called the Nesina, so I gave you the kesef. Just as I gave you the esrig, amenas lahachzir. I gave you the cash, amenas lahachzir. If I want to come and buy you a field, I give you the kesef, amenas lahachzir. That's fine. But when it comes to conditions like the Rambam, there's more to it than that. It's not enough just to give the nesina a kesef. It has to be a kesef sheish b'hano. Where that comes from, why that should be so, maybe another time, another place. But that's the shittas Rambam without a question. Says the Rambam, the ultimate reason why Matanos Lahachzir doesn't work is because it's a Nesinas HaKesef year of a Kesef Sheyesh Bahano name. Says the Rambam, and why is it ultimately that Eina Isha Nikdis Bechalipin? What's the real reason why Eina Isha Nikdis Bechalipin? You know what the Rambam says? You know why? Because maybe Chalipin is Kesef, but you know what it's not? She has nothing to walk away with. She has nothing there. It's Kesef Sheyesh Bahano. Says the Rambam, that's exactly what the Gemara means in condition of Avon Beis. Tanas Lachzir doesn't work by Kedushin Min HaTorah because Chalipin doesn't work, because these are both examples of Kesef Shane Behando. What a shot! Wow. So Tosfos on the Vav Amud Beis in Kedushin did not have such a pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos said, we never heard of such a Keshish Barot. We never heard of it in France. We never heard of it in Spain. Maybe with the Rambam's writing in Egypt, they heard of this. France, we don't think of these terms. So what does the Gemara mean? What's the connection between the two? Between A and Aisha Dikas Bechalibin? Why is that a reason for Matarot Tahaksa being no good? You know what Tosfos writes? Tosfos adds one word to the Gemara. You know what the word is? One small word. But Torah's Aksa doesn't work. You know why? Not Lefi She'en Isha Nichlas Bechli, but rather what? Gezeira Shemayomu Isha Nichlas Bechli. Whether they literally change the gears or not, I can't tell. But Gezeira Shemayomu. In other words, Matanam Nas Tahaksa Min HaTorah Taka does work for Kedushin. Why not? If it works for Esrog and it works for Kinyan Kesef, it works for Kinyan and the Kesef, for Avadim, for Kekol, for everything, Kol Tarakula. Why doesn't it work for Kedushin? The answer is it does work for Kedushin Midaraisa. But you know what? It's too risky, it's too dangerous. Because if you let people start to Merkadish a woman with a Matar Rasahachzir, in the perception of Balabatim, Chalipin and Matar Rasahachzir are not all that different from one another. What is Chalipin? Tell me the truth. You've all done Kinyan Chalipins. I give you my handkerchief, and what do I do right away? You pick it up, what do I do with it? I take it right back again. So most people think, oh, that's a Matanos Ahachzir. So if we let the Chosim be Kaddish to Isha with a ring, a Matanos Ahachzir, he'll say to her, I'm giving it to you, Bekavana Gemura, Beteres Kesef, is it Kesef, Dishkin Chalik, and Kesef, it's a Matanos Ahachzir with Kesef. What's going to happen? The next Chasana, the guy is going to be Makadish, Derech Chalipin, which is going to be a problem. So therefore, Gezei Rashem Yomu and Isha Nikas Bechalipin. That's how Tosis touches up the Gemara. They were so bothered with the Gemara, couldn't come up with this whole razzle-dazzle shot that Rambam can't say, but no. So Tosfos went down a different route, because they were Shem Yerim. What do you see from this Gemara, according to Tosfos? What do you see from this Gemara? And what were Chazal really, really, really concerned about? It's on the top list of our concerns in a marriage. We don't want to see anyone try to get married with a Chalipin. That's the last thing we want to see happening. You know, imagine, you're at the Chosin's Tish, and they're using Chalipin right and left. They're using Chalipin to be kind of the Kinyan and the Ksuba. They're using Chalipin to be kind of for the Torah. Everyone's doing Chalipin. They're selling Chametz on the side. Everyone's doing Chalipin. They're selling shirts before they go to the Kaisel. Everyone's doing Kinyan Chalipin. So the next thing you know, the Chos is going to, this is the best thing. This is the best way to be Mekash and Isha. So you see, the Chazal were very, very concerned about this. So what does the Mordechai say? Maduch, Chazal were concerned. They disqualified him at Tamras Lahachzir, which Min HaTorah is really okay. It's not even Chalipin. It's not even a cousin of Chalipin. It's not even related to Chalipin. But in the perception of the unlearned people, it looks like Chalipin. So we have to be Mafkia Kedushin. We have to get all our power together and bump off Kedushin. So imagine the following. Imagine if Chazal would have left the Din Deraisa the way it is, that a kid in Chalipin, as long as it's more than a Pruta, that's okay. That would have been fine. It's an unbelievable gezeira. If you let us get away with a kid in Chalipin more than a Pruta, what's going to happen next Chasana? The Chasana is going to get really cheap, you know. Today's Chasana, the Chasans, you know, he's a working guy, you know, he can afford a really, really expensive kidney. He pulls out a pen that's worth more than a pruta. Nebuch, next week, the guy's learning in Kolo, the guy doesn't have any money, he's been learning yeshiva, and he pulls out a pen, it's not even a pruta's worth. So you never know what's going to happen. Terrible things are going to happen. You're going to end up using kidney chalipa, that's not going to work. That's the gezeira. So the Mordechai didn't make up the gezeira. The Mordechai didn't just learn Kedushin of Gimel and say, oh, I have a new Gezerah, let's make a new Gezerah today. The Mordechai took the Gezerah right out of Kedushin of Bava and Beis, right out of Tosfos. So I'll call upon him. We have three Biurim in the Rishonim as to what exactly is going on in the Sugya. We have a Havamina according to Rashi, Kokidoni Kaka Kodim Isha, Maskana, Gnai Olam, therefore it doesn't work with Torah. We have a Havamina, Kesef is kind of a Karkab, Isha, Chalipin, Kesef, Daram, Kamash, Blan, Chalipin is not the Kesef. The common denominator between both of these Pshatim is that Deraisa Eina Mekudeshes. The third Pshat in the Gemara was the Mordechai, that it should work. We don't know why it should work, but it should work. The maskon is that you're right. Taka does work. Bishava Pruta, Midaraisa, Taka does work. Midirabon, we're going to do away with it because it doesn't look nice. Similar to Kedushin of Avodah. So the Mordechai is really taking on all the other Rishonim in this. Very, very different pshat. But again, three different possibilities in this.
I think you would say that if the Khalifa was so prudent, it would be like a matan and a chasen. Why is that any different? It's like same idea.
Except that you said Khalipin, you didn't say Matan al Sahab. If you said Kesef, the Rashi said if you said Kesef, then you said Kesef. If you said Khalipin, then you said Khalipin. It's
no,
conceptually
it
different. It works how you want it to work. You see, it's so confusing. You just belong to Chus Antais. It's so confusing. Even great Tamir Chalam is Binyamin are so confused by the two. They think the two are the same. So Kavachom, the people never let Masech Kedusha. Kavachom and Nadan Shir says
it. Didn't
Rashi
say that
the Rashi was so confused. I'm so confused with Rashi. Yeah, I left. I can't. I just can't figure it out. Yeah.
So he's arguing that the
Khalifin
more than Sharpruta is more about the Kesef versus the Khalifin itself.
He's saying the Khalifin really works Minat Torah more than Sharpruta. Works totally.
Is a form of Kesef in itself.
Whether he's learning Rashi's Havamin or Taz's Havamin, I don't know. But he's learning that it works. Oh, we gotta wait to the Vav on base for that one. If I tell you that now, we'll learn the Vav. Yeah, we'll see.
So the reason is because it's gonna lead people losing less than Shalpruta,
first of all? Right, that's right.
Okay.
So basically, we're gonna put the Mordechai on hold now. We're gonna go back to conventional wisdom, back to the world of rationalizers. That Midah Araisa, it's just not gonna work. Even if it's Shalpruta, again, we don't know exactly why, but even if it's more than Shalpruta, it's not going to work with a Torah. Rabbi Sai, we have to now deal with the basic question that permeates this entire sugya. It's almost a question that's behind the scenes of this entire sugya. A guy standing under the chuppah, we question that he wants to get married. He just walked down the aisle, he's got his kippel on. That's what he's here for. Girl just walked down, escorted by her parents. Everything's beautiful. You know, singing Mi Bon Siach. It's just, there's no question that's what she. If she didn't want to get married, she would have left a long time ago. Okay, so he wants to get married. She wants to get married. The Mechutanim finally agree. They want everyone to get married. The guests for sure want this wedding to finish already, so they can go on to the next Simcha that day. I mean, everyone wants this chuppah to happen. Okay, most of all the Masada Kiddush. Everyone wants this to take place, to be done already. All right. This nincompoop stands under the chuppah. I shouldn't say that. It's not nice. Okay, this. What? Okay, Chassan, who thinks he's a London, he stands under the chuppah. He learned, 2 weeks of Masechet Kedushin, he's ready to roll. Okay? And he goes ahead, and he's Makadish, tries to be Makadish, this wonderful Kala, invoke Yakin and Khalipin. Because after all, he remembers, last year we told Chomets with Khalipin, that's what we usually do around here. So we're going to use Khalipin also. He forgot Kiddush. He started his yeshiva, they started Daf Dalet. Some yeshiva started Daf Gimel Beis. He started Daf Gimel Beis. He never got anywhere near Daf Vav. I mean, come on, what do you expect from him? The whole Zman, whatever she gets from Daf Gimel to Daf Vav. So he never learned the Din Yakin Mekadesh Yeshiva Chalipin. But, truth to be told, he used the cliche Yeshiva Shavu Pruta. So now we're throwing the book at him and saying, no, it's no good, it's a Kedayla, it's a this, that. But Tachlis, he wants to get married, she wants to get married. Between you and me, what did they do? And don't tell me what they said, Benjamin. Tell me what did they do? What did he do? He gave her something that's more than a Sheva Pruta, which if he wouldn't have opened up his big mouth, we would have just called it, what? Kesef. If he would have just said a Rebbe Kadeshli, instead of saying a Rebbe Kadeshli b'chalipin zu, if he just would have said a simple, plain, straight out, regular Kedushin, we would have given him a green light in this one. He went ahead and he said a lashon of chalipin, which is taka no good. Let's forget about what he said. Let's ignore what he said and focus on what he did. He was mekadesh with kesef. Now, granted, if he gave her less than a sheva pruta, that's not going to fly, because then in the end of the day, he didn't do a kiddin kesef. So the only thing we can go on is a kiddin chalipin, which taka doesn't work. Okay, so that I wouldn't have to formulate that question. But Allah said that he gave her a kiddin kesef. Lemaisi did do a kiddin kesef, so the fact that he formulated erroneously that he wants to do a kiddin chalipin, asma, Why should that be of any concern to us? That's the kasha that I want to thread now. So who likes the formulation of that kasha? Who thinks that's a proper formulation of a kasha? So I want a raya. I want a sugya that I have in the back of my mind. I'll give you a hint. Those who are with us in Bava Metzia at the moment. Not those. The person was with us in Bava Metzia. Oh, the Shoshi, yeah, okay. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, in order to appreciate this kasha, we have to take a few steps back and ask a global question about kinyanim. I want to buy something, you want to sell something, we do a kinyan. The kinyan that we thought we were doing was in fact no good. Why was it no good? For this halakhic reason, that halakhic reason, this technical reason, that. The kinyan was no good. But unknowing to us, we did do a kinyan that would have worked. Is that good or is that no good? That's a kinyanim question. Is that called an effective kinyan or not? So if you're just watching the video as to what happened, a kinyan took place, and there was das. But the das kinyan was on the wrong kinyan. We had das kinyan to do maisa kinyan A, and we end up doing maisa kinyan B. Does that work? Does that not work? That's the premise of my kasha. That's the heart and soul of my kasha.
The question, even with the Rashi, the question Rashi looks sure should work. Like it says, you mean washing kinyan?
I'm throwing out a question. I'm looking at this Gemara Kedushin, and I'm just wondering. One morning, I woke up. I want to know the answer to this question. So the first place I look is the second Bava Metzia. Where is it, Daf? Daf Yud and Bava Metzia, where the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about the following very, very similar scenario. The Mishnah, the Gemara quotes two Mishnayos, one in Bava Metzia, one in Peah. They talk about a situation where there's something on the ground that I could pick up. It's a davar shel hefker, either because it's a metzia, somebody lost it, or it's peya, and I'm a poor person, I'm entitled to get it. So I'm about to go get this item that if I would just walk over to the item and pick it up, it would be mine. No question, that's a metzia, the guy was a b'siayish, it's peya, it's hefker for me, no problem, I can easily pick it up. I don't pick it up. What do I do instead of picking it up? I tackle it, right? I throw myself on the item. So you know what the Mishnah says? We take you right off the item. Eat it. If somebody else comes, sneaks under your belly and pulls the item up, so the second guy's kind of. Because falling doesn't mean nafal abetzi is not a kinyan. Nefil is not a kinyan. Hazbah, Mashicha, Nefil al-Hafetz is not called a kinyan. Both in terms of Vilchus Betzias and in terms of Vilchus Peah. So comes the Gemara and says, wait a second, stop, hold the phone. The Gemara says, forget about the fact that you didn't pick it up. Don't we all know there's a kinyan called the kinyan what? Amar Shlokish, kinyan Dalet Amis. Isn't there a din when there's a davar shel hefker in the street? If I walk within Dalet Amis of that item, I'm kind of the item. Dalet Amis shel adam kindness loy, right? Doesn't everybody know that? Dalet Amis shel adam kindness loy? Isn't that a din with the Rabbanan? Isn't that an obvious takhonsa? Doesn't everybody know that? So comes the Gemara and says, are these two Mishnayos contradicting that din? Are they ignoring that principle of kinyan dalet amis? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. But the Gemara says, Bava Metzia, who remembers? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Kevan de Nafal Alei, Golidaite de Benefila Nichale de Nikne, Biaba Amis lo Nichale de Nikne. Once the guy falls on it, the falling on it indicates to us that he really wanted to say it by falling on it. Of course, he didn't learn Bava Metzia probably. He didn't realize that Nefila is not a kinyan. But by falling on it, not only did he indicate that he wants to be cut through Nefila, that's also an indication that he didn't want to buy it to Dalet Amis. If he wouldn't have done, he wouldn't have fallen, he would have just walked over to the item, we would have declared Dalet Amis shalom finishly. But from the fact that he fell on it, that's an indication that Dafka doesn't want to use any other kinyan except for the one that he's trying to use. And therefore, kinyan dalet amis is suspended. It doesn't work for this fellow. That's the klal in the Gemara. Ad kan devar Gemara. So comes the Shiran on the spot and quotes a major machlekes rishayim as to what's the nature of this halacha. What kind of din is this that I was trying to do kinyan A, which in fact is not a kinyan, the field is not a kinyan, but lamaisa I did kinyan B, which is a kinyan, and we say kinyan B doesn't work. Like, why not? What's wrong with that? What's the problem with that? So comes the Shiran and says one possibility is that the context of this Gemara is only dealing with what kind of kinyanim? It happens to be kinyan al amsa zadir rabbanan, right? The Gemara says that pemale amr shlokish da alam is tiknu chachamim. Why were they mistaken kinyan al amsa? I don't know why. Because they didn't want people to fight. They didn't want people to start punching each other and fighting over the eye. So soon the first person gets within the al amsa, game's over. So it's only a din dir rabbanan. Just parenthetically, is there any reason to believe that Kinyan Da'at Amos is more than just a Derabbanan? Anyone know? Yeah, it works for Gittin. It's a whole sugya in Masechet. Yeah, it works for Gittin. So all the Sherem Rabbanan, how can it work for Gittin if it's only a Derabbanan? It's a good, good kasha, right? I don't remember. By Gittin, it's a lot more than Sinai, or it's once he's kainet, so then Hefker based in Hefker, or it's Afkida. A lot of answers. Maybe another time, not for them. But Metzia, well, we must have spent days on this about Metzia. But in Kinyanim, there's no question it's Derabbanan. No Shaila, that's only Derabbanan. The most Pemoli, Arbaam is Tikkun al-Chacham. So comes the Shirat and says, when you're dealing with a kid in the Rabbanon, if a guy falls on the item, thereby indicating that he doesn't want to be kind with Da'an Amos, we apply the following principle in Halacha called, Kala Oimer Evshi B'Takanas Al-Chamim Shamim Lai. There's a rule in Dinim the Rabbanon that sometimes Chazal make Takanas in the realm of Dinim Amnes, they make certain Takanas in monetary areas, and sometimes the Takana was made clearly to benefit one of the parties. Any takana that was made for your benefit, if you choose to reject that takana, you choose to ignore that takana, you have a right to do so. Anyone remember the famous case? What's the model of that Gemara? Anyone remember? The Gemara says that why is it that is a husband-wife relationship, that any money that she makes goes to the husband, and and he has to support her. So that din was set up to benefit the wife, because most of the time, in days of Chazal, most of the time, the wife wasn't making enough money to support herself, so she makes a few dollars on the side, so she'll give the money to the husband, but in return, he has to support her. And that takana was made specifically to benefit the wife. What if she's a neurosurgeon, and she's got plenty of money, and she could take care of herself? She'd rather provide for herself and keep the money in her bank account. So the Gemara says she could do so. Whether it's a good idea, bad idea for the marriage is a different story, but she's allowed to do that. Why? Because since the takana was made for her benefit, she can reject that takana. So comes the Shiran and says that's what's playing out here as well. That when the person walks within Dalad Amas of this Metzia, of this Peah, the takana sacham begins to kick in. L'tov asai. The takana wasn't made for me or for you, it was made for the type of that person. If he would actually verbally declare Yevshi B'Takhan Sachavim, so we would say the kinyan doesn't work. So that's what he did. By falling on the Metziah, that's tantamount to saying Yevshi B'Takhan Sachavim, and therefore the kinyan doesn't work. He did a kinyan. He did the Maisa kinyan of Da'an Amos, but it's Kala Oimi Yevshi B'Takhan Sachavim Kuyomzu Shaman Lai. That's the first Rad Chedush Iran. What emanates from Nechedush Iran, Rabbi say? What emanates from Nechedush Iran? Lu Yitzuyu, we would be dealing with the kinyan deraisa, then kinyan would speak for themselves. Kinyan deraisa would work whether you liked it or not. This whole svar is only a derabbanan tikkun svar. This whole Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia is an isolated statement, only purely in the realm of kinyan derabbanan. It plays no role in kinyan deraisa. Kinyan deraisa, we don't follow what you said; we follow what you did. That's one day in Chedush Iran. The Eidish Lema says Chedush Iran. I know that this works even by Kiryam Deraisa. Why? What's it based on? What's the source of this idea that I did the Kinyan, I just did the wrong one? Why does this not work mid Deraisa, even by Kiryam Deraisa? So the Ryan gives you a very, very troubling mashal. What's the mashal? We spoke about this mashal earlier this year. What's the mashal? Anyone saw the Ryan? What was it? What was the case? Eidim Nechzeriyah Chazav Shalayhu. Remember that? We spoke about that earlier in the year. There's Nichtzeh Ger Shemes V'en Lo Yerushim in front of me. Ger died, left a piece of land, no Yerushim. I could go and take it if I wanted to. And I actually go and work on the land. I do something that would be akin to Chazakah. One small technicality. What's the technicality? I didn't know that it was next again. I thought it was my own backyard. I didn't realize where the marker was. So what does the Gemara say? Yivam estaf pitin ben dalad befeirish, befeirish, befeirish. Ha'ayidu b'chzegech sa v'shaloy lo kona. So kumtech d'shiranin says, just as like, that's a kiddin deraisa, kiddin chazok l'dov shal hefke, that's a din deraisa. But just as the Gemara says, ha'ayidu b'chzegech, right, ha'ayidu b'chulei lo kona. So too, osa kinyin, v'nis kavein, l'maisa kinyin acher, like on, and that's mamash din deraisa. So whereas the first day in the Chiddush Aran said this Gemara in Bava Tzir Daf Yud is only by kinyanim derabanan, it's only a subcategory of iav shiv dechras acham. But by deraisa it wouldn't be true. When it comes to kinyanim deraisa, all that matters is what you did. Says the Ran, no, that maybe it doesn't work even with deraisa. That's like an oidim nechseyagia. What's the problem with the marshal of the Chiddush Aran? It's an unbelievable problem. What's the problem?
Someone forgets kona.
What's the problem? There's no das kona in either case.
You
don't try to be kona at all. Here, you want to be kona. There, you didn't want to be kona. That's all the difference of the world. In the case of Adibir Chsegir, you didn't want to be kona at all because you didn't know that it was eligible to be nikna. Over here, in the case of Asakin, you want to be kona, it's just that you had the wrong lamdas. You didn't pay attention in Shia. You're too busy doing other things in Shia, so you didn't understand that certain kinyanim do work, certain kinyanim don't work. So it's a pella, the dimyan is mamash a pella. But I go upon him the halacha that's two in Rishayim. The chalek is 2 days in the Chiddush Aran. What is the status of kinyanim deraisa if he did the right kinyan, the wrong kinyan, he did the wrong kinyan, but at the end of the day, he did the right kinyan? So going back to Akash and Abakidushin, a guy standing under the chuppah. And he presents this kli sheyesh b'sheva pruta, and he hands it off to her, saying hini mucham zun de mekadesh with chalipin, and zok the gemara ainu mekadesh. Forget the mordechai. Ainu mekadesh with the raisa. Rasha ainu mekadesh with the raisa. That's it. Why ainu mekadesh with the raisa? Don't call it chalipin. Call it a kinyan kasef. Because he put his foot in his mouth and called it a kinyan chalipin. Why does that bother me? So Bishlam, according to the second day in the Chiddush Aran, that bothers me tremendously. Once he did the wrong kinyan, so then you only go down the route that he chose, and any other potentially good kinyan that he did is ignored. So again, I understand why the Chiddush is not chal. But according to the first pshat in the Chiddush Aran, which is the simple pshat to understand, that there's das kinyan here. He's got the wrong maisa kinyan, big spritz, big deal, but there's das kinyan here. If there's das kinyan here, so what's the problem? The chari should work. That's a kasha. That's a bomb kasha. That's a very serious kasha. So I say, let's put this kasha in the back burner also. We got a lot of things simmering in the back. We got Rashi Tais and Mordechai on one side of the stove. We got this kasha, this machlokes of Rishayim, a potential application here. And now let's go further. We go to the Rishon that everybody talks about. And we're still not, with all the talking and all the tevers and all the shiklalis that have been said about this Rishon, we're still not quite sure what's going on, and that's the sheet that the Taisus read in Maseches Kedushin HaSugya. The Taisus read has an approach to the Sugya that is radically, fundamentally different from everything we've seen up until now, and at first glance, it's Mamar Sisri Taira. The Taisus read, everyone got a chance to see the Taisus read inside? Who here understood the Taisus Rid can say it over Klor? Explain to me exactly what he said and why he said what he said. If you can, then you have been successful where the Maharit didn't succeed, where the Avnei Milurim tried really, really hard. Anyone see what the Avnei Milurim wrote about this? Anyone see the Avnei Milurim? The Milurim quotes one of the Acharonim who wrote pages and pages and pages and pages about this Taisus Rid. And in one line, the Avnei Milurim writes, Yacha kol pepulo. La'ola biyada klum. That's what he writes. He's still not sure what he said. And then the Avnei Milurim starts for 2 pages trying to explain what his pshat is. We hope he's ola biyada a lot, but maybe a little bit away. So comes the Taisus Rid that outbrisks the briskers. There are 3 dinim of chalipin. Three. hard enough trouble understanding one din of chalipin. Three different types of chalipin. This chalipin, I'm standing under the chuppah. We got to make sure we got the exact give and take here under the chuppah. He's about to be kaddisher. The tzaddik has a ring. Can't find the ring. No problem. Ring. We're going to do a kinyan chalipin. So the chassan takes out a pen and he says, I'm handing you this pen as a chalipin for yourself. Not all that different than buying land, buying a bag of potatoes. Right? We're swapping, bartering. I'm giving you this pen. I mean, you're not really going to keep the pen. I'm giving you the pen. And in lieu of the pen, you're going to give me yourself. That's one type of chalipin. Says it is rid. Forget it. There's nothing to talk about. What do you think about that? Think there's nothing to talk about? Not sure. To be determined. Okay? I have to correct myself. There are four dinim of chalipin. I want, within that case, okay? I want to focus on that case that Tosfos read, where he was machlif the kli be'isha. You can break that down into one of two cases. One case where the kli was a shava pruta, and one where the kli was ain't a shava pruta. Okay? Two possibilities. Then there's a whole nother category of chalipin. What's the whole other category of chalipin? What's the whole totally different other category of chalipin?
Doing that for
to
give another like piece of
oh, says it like this. He says, Sadak asked him, where's the ring? Oh my goodness, I left the ring at home. How far do you live for 2 hours away? Okay, we can't wait the guests to wait. What do we do? So the chazan says, well, I've been makashi with chalipin. After all, I learned yeshiva, mako kibisha. So the woman, the kala says, you try that, I'm leaving. He said, I want a ring. I've been waiting for a wedding ring all these years. I want a wedding ring. I don't want your pen. I'll leave it back to you. So he says, relax. Okay, shh. Listen, shh. Don't make a fuss under the chuppah. There's a beautiful ring. It's worth a whole pruta. It's sitting in my dorm room. Okay, relax. Don't worry. I'm not going to go back to get it to you. It's going to take too long. We'll make a kinyan chalipin. On what? On the ring. And thereby you'll be kind of the ring and show my strong. We can continue with this beautiful wedding ceremony. So would you call that a machlif kli be'isha? I would call that a machlif kli be'isha. What would you call that? I call that a chalipin al hatabas, which in turn is going to be the kesef kedusha. Now, we could further break that down also into two categories. What are the two categories? Well, how much is this chalipin worth? How much is the pen worth? Is it now? The ring is obviously a shava pruta, because that he was planning on using it. If he would have remembered it, he wouldn't have left it in his dorm room, so that he would have just used it. So obviously, it's more than a shava pruta. But is the chalipin worth more than a shava pruta? So maybe it is, and maybe it's not. So we have four different possibilities for kedushin. Which one of the above will work, and which of the above will not work? Which is the Gemara talking about, and which is the Gemara not talking about? Okay, I'm so confused. I don't even know. So let's take a look. Let's see what the Tazrin has to say. So let's pick up the Taisus Rid, those who have the Taisus Rid inside, those who have the seventh on the sheets, the seventh in the Maimakimus. Read inside a little bit. V'nirli loymer zachta zrid. She imbezeh hasuda levad disratis lelakatra. Af apisha hiskel Hashem chalipin mekudeshesi. Says the Tosfos Zrid, not every case is not going to work. Sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's going to do the trick. For example, if the only thing that's being used is the suitor itself, what does that mean? The suitor means there is no ring. He forgot to go to the jewel, there is no ring. So he wants to be machlif kli b'isha. Zok the Tosfos Zrid, it's not so terrible. It may work. Possible. The Gemara doesn't say it doesn't work. It may work. So what's the case in that Gemara where the Gemara says Chalipin doesn't work? When he agrees to be Mekadisho with a money or a ring worth a money, he doesn't give it to him now because he can't find it. So why is he doing this kid in Chalipin now? Because he wants to lock in the rate right now. He wants to lock in the ring right now. Lock in the marriage right now. What's the Tosfos we're talking about? This case, chalipin al atabas, that's no good. But by a kiddin sod that works, so that's exactly why it doesn't work by kiddushin. Time of the milsa, kevin the chalipin istei apachasher pruta lo mikne nashlis kaddish duchalach v'chadoshuta. I don't know what that means. So what did Tosfos just say? He just said that the Gemushin Dav Gimel that disqualifies Chalipin outright. Chalipin is no good whether it's Pachas Sharaputa. Chalipin is no good whether it's more than Sharaputa. Chalipin is just no good. This is the Chalipin of Kedushin Dav Gimel. This is what the Gemara is talking about. Al Zeh Nemar Eina Isha Nikes Chalipin under all circumstances. Over here, when you machlif a kli be'isha, what does the Tosfos Zrid say? I'm not so sure it doesn't work. Or at least when doesn't I'm not so sure it doesn't work? If it's more than a shavruta. That was what the Tosfos Zrid originally said. He said, in this case, when you have two things going for you, it's the kli is a shavruta, and it's machlif kli be'isha, these two cases, I'll tell you good news, mazel tov, mikudeshes. This is not our sugya. Our sugya is this. Chalipin al tabas. And therefore it's no good legamre. Machlif kli b'isha. Efshiyo adunain. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Everyone saw the Tosfos Zrid? Everyone understood what pages and pages have been written about the Tosfos Zrid? Can someone explain to me what's going on in the Tosfos Zrid? Someone explain to me what's happening? I have only one question to ask you. Just one, it's such a simple question. Does Chalipin work for Kedushin or not? Can someone just answer that question? I don't want to hear Shtickle Torah now. Just a yes or no answer. Why N? Send me a text. Why or N? That's all I want to see. Who here votes that Kedushin, that Chalipin works for Kedushin? If you put your hand up, you don't know what you're talking about. Who here votes that Chalipin does not work for Kedushin? Gemara, right? Chalipin doesn't work for Kedushin, correct? Gimel Derachim, you learned the first words. Aishnek is the Gimel Derachim, not Chalipin, okay? Chalipin is not a method for Kedushin. Why? Rabbi Natam, Rashi, I don't know why. It doesn't work for Kedushin. Who also agrees it doesn't work for Kedushin? Tosfos Zrid. He also had to read the Gemara. So it doesn't work for Kedushin. So if Chalipin doesn't work for Kedushin, what? Can someone tell me what this is? Machlif Kli B'isha. Can someone tell me what Pasuk in Ksuvim is taking place in front of our eyes? I want to relay it together and revisit. Oh, Yistefanim be Yisrael, al gulav yalatura, al chayim kol davar, shalav ishna, al sanri, al sasa davar, shalav ishna, al sanri, al sasa I'm reading Megillas Rus and you're reading Shabbat Kesef. What's happening with Megillas Rus? You're standing in Beis Lechem, they're selling it. What Kenyan are they using? Tell me the name of Kenyan. Kesef? Chalipin. So he's standing under the chuppah and it's beautiful. Imagine everyone sitting in the back and listening to this beautiful speech. He gives a machlef you for this kli. So everyone's saying chalipin, chalipin, chalipin. Gavus chalipin. This is selling chametz. And the Tosfos Zrid say, great, it works. How can it work? You just told me that Gimel doesn't work. Make up your mind, please. Does it work? Does it not work? So Ella, what are you going to tell me? I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me the chalipin really does work when it's more than a shabbat pruta. That's what you're going to tell me, right? So what am I going to ask you? If chalipin really truly works when it's more than a shabbat pruta, so then why doesn't it work over here? Because Rid himself said it doesn't work. In gezer shalomach, so whatever that means. So this is sishrei taira. Das is chalipin and das is chalipin. Here it works and here it doesn't work. What is it?
It's being accomplished through chesed.
But I'm not trying to be kind with chesed. I'm trying to be kind with what?
What?
No, it's not the right. Mm-hmm. A what?
You're also transferring the money that she should
be. So you're going to tell me the following. I know you're ready. Two of you are ready. You're telling me that no. Chalipin really doesn't work. But what you think you're looking at chalipin, what you're really seeing is what? You're really seeing his kesef. That's what you think, right? You're really seeing his kesef. What am I going to ask you? What am I going to ask you? No. What am I going to ask you? If you're really, you're telling me that what you see is chalipin, but it's really kesef? So what I see is chalipin, it's really kesef. Magic only works when you want it to work. Doesn't work when I want it to work. Make up your mind. Either this is chalipin or it's kesef. You can't have it both ways. In both cases, what kinyan is he trying to do? He's trying to do kesef? What did Ninkapoop say chalipin for then?
The Tosfos explicitly said on that case the reason it doesn't work is she's not having in mind to get that.
I want to know, is this, what are they trying to do here? What are they trying to do here? Okay, what maybe in your Olam HaSal Yoinim are they really doing here? Good, and in the Olam HaSal Tachtoinim, what are they really doing here? You said chalipin, kesef. So you want to explain to me why yes mekudeshes and no mekudeshes? You got to explain. Got a lot of work to do.
She didn't have in mind.
So understand, she's a great talmid chacham in the first one, not in the second one. Understand? What are they doing? She wants to get married. She's standing under the chuppah with a white gown on. She doesn't care. She's not holding in the taisim and b'mitzvah. She doesn't care about getting chalipin. She's not that kind of a girl. She's more interested. She wants to get married. She doesn't care about what the lomdus is. What? I'm asking you the event. We're all asking the same question. Rabbi Isai, suffice it to say that you read this text is written and it's cannot be understood without a lot of work. Just want to build up the work that's necessary. I hope that tomorrow we're going to see how Lurim tackled this text is written.